She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And just a reminder, next week Saturday we'll be broadcasting from Kauai, from the Kukui Grove Shopping Center. I know the people on Kauai can't hear me, but those on the computer can. So we will be there at the Kukui Grove Shopping Mall next week, Saturday, from 9 to 3, and we'll be giving away Shell gas cards. Not all over. It's only at the car show. So if you want to win the gas card, you got to be at the car show. Okay? Okay, so anyway, just to let you know, we'll be broadcasting from Kauai, and hopefully, cross our fingers that it comes through. According to Bob, he says it's going to work, so we're going to try something. The shopping mall doesn't have the power up on the Wi-Fi, so my guy that's going to be doing the PA system and the broadcasting is... he can't pick it up in the parking lot. So we're working on it and try to figure out how we can do it. Okay? So anyway, who do we have on the line?
Okay, we have Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, George. I thought I'd better call in to first and let all the listeners know Shell gas, beef power is still the best.
Okay.
Mixing with ethanol. Now, you know, the thing is that when you do mix that, that the Shell V Power is ethanol. I have mixed it with, you know, different mixtures of ethanol. It will rise to about a rating of 94. Why is 94 such a magic number? Some of the really sophisticated European cars will not run on anything less than 94.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's why. The only workaround is that you just have to buy the Shell V Power Premium and put ethanol with it. That's why, I mean, people have to be willing to spend at least 2 gallons worth of ethanol a week.
Yeah, but the dealer tells him not to use ethanol.
Cannot be.
Well, if you use common sense, does the dealer want you to keep your car?
No.
That's right. They want you to come buy another one.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the person I feel for is that lady. The dealer said, just use the 87. But now she's making car payments on a car that she can't even drive because it's a bust or because of poor octane gas.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. A lot of people, Dean, throughout Hawaii, don't know that the gas is not what is posted on the pump.
Mm-hmm. That's why, the other night, I didn't tell you this, when I was at the station that I needed gas, right? Luckily, there was a line of other people, you know, wanting to pump gas too. And they saw me with my beaker and my tester, and they said, what are you doing? I said, what am I doing? I'm testing the octane. And I told them, you see, this is just a, I'm not going to mention which station this was, but I'm going to say that, you know, you see, right now, it's posted 92, but it's only measuring 88.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, that's true that, well, these people, if I wasn't there to tell them that, they wouldn't have known.
Yeah, they don't know. People don't know. Even the mechanics don't know. And yet they blame ethanol as the reason why engines damage. It's not the ethanol, it's the low octane.
Exactly. This is the low octane. And the thing is that, you know, especially if this gas is methanol poisoned, more worse, because methanol eats up all the, like, You know, aren't the fuel pumps today all like plastic diaphragms and all?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, ethanol is a blending agent, so you can put methanol into the ethanol and make it seem like the ethanol is a corrosive one.
Yeah, but it's the methanol.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why I need a chemist to mm-hmm. find out what kind of ethanol alcohol is in the fuel.
Yeah, because that's the corrosive part of it.
Mm-hmm. It's not the ethanol.
Yep. But anyway, that's my report for this week. I mean, Shell V-Pol is still the best on the market.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And, you know, I'd like to apologize to the Outer Islands and people who out of range for not receiving the radio broadcast, but if you let people know, those of you that can pick it up, let people know that they can go to my website and pick it up live on the internet. Okay? So people around the world can still hear it without even knowing that it's a different station. They pick it up on the internet. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? Now, here's a heads up. This is gasoline in Nebraska. How? Well, I flew over there, of course, and came back. Right. Gasoline in Nebraska, the Phillips 66 in Nebraska, okay? The plus, the so-called 89, the plus. Now listen and think, okay? It's 255.9 a gallon, okay? For the plus, that's the higher one. The lower one, the regular, the 87, is 285.9. Did you get it? Anybody get it? Why is the lower one higher in price than the higher octane? Hello? Hello? Anybody listening? Okay? Now, Hawaii is the only state that does not offer more ethanol. Why? Because of your politicians. Well, I don't want to point fingers again, but it is. In Nebraska, they have E85, 85% ethanol, folks. You ready for the price? $87.9. Unbelievable. So how come Hawaii never had anything like this? Hawaii has barely 8% in the gas. They never, ever, ever, ever had 10% ethanol in the gas. They went from 2% to 8%. Okay? So, go read the sticker. It says up to 10%. So why don't they make our state tax up to 4%? And you decide what you want to pay. How's that? Might as well make everything the same way. Up to. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Why am I saying 808? Oh, that's the people listening on the computer. That's right. Okay. I would show any group a free demonstration on ethanol and show you the real truth of how clean ethanol burns. when mechanics and repair shops say the ethanol is gummy, black, and eats up rubber hoses and everything, I can show you it does not do any of the above. It's very clean and does not gum up. So if you would like, give me a call at 847-5554 and arrange for this demonstration. I'll be glad to do it for you. It's the cleanest fuel. And I saw in the newspaper this morning that Hawaii is going towards clean energy. Now, tell me, folks, tell me, I am lost for this. How do you do clean energy when you're trying to take ethanol out of the gas? Please explain, because I don't see it. Show me the picture. How you get clean energy by taking ethanol out of the fuel. In December, the politicians want, or they passed the bill through already, to remove all ethanol from gasoline here in Hawaii. For your information, that is a federal mandate. How can you go around federal mandate? So if they can go around federal mandate, how about we go around the federal mandate to pay taxes? How's that? Everybody with me? Sure. Okay. Who do we have on the line?
We have Rolling Bob.
Oh, Rolling Bob. He's waiting for the commercial time. Is it commercial time? Yes. Okay. Why don't we go to commercial then?
Okay. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my.
Okay, we got back again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Okay, we got Rolling Bob again.
George, Rolling Bob here. How's things going?
Are you rolling?
Yeah, but you know, I always tell people about counting 3 seconds before they pull out from the red light. And yesterday, I saw a red light accident. I was one car back.
Oh, boy.
And the lady pulled out, and this kid just came flying out of nowhere. And fortunately for her, she just clipped him, but he spun around. He did maybe a, like, 180, came to a stop, looked around all shocked. And I was just shaking my head, like, really?
you had to go somewhere that fast, you couldn't wait for the red light, and now you're probably going to be an hour late. Folks, we just got to slow down. There's no reason to go that fast. And fortunately, nobody was hurt.
That's the main thing.
You know, I stopped, talked to the lady. She was just shooken up. And then the kid, I just looked at him, and he was about to start explaining himself. And I said, you're talking to the wrong person. You know, like, you don't, I got to go to work. But, you know, I was like, you okay? She's like, oh, my God, what just happened? So, you know, I gave her my number. Hey, you know, call me if you need anything. And, you know, just looked at him, and he started to talk. I just shook my head. Don't talk to me. You know, I got nothing to say. So, you're right. But, folks, just slow down a little bit. You know, it's just not worth it. You're trying to save, what, a couple of seconds from stopping at a red light, or you're going to be a little bit late and you risk killing yourself or somebody else? It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hurt somebody, trust me, you'll live with that the rest of your life. It'll bother you. So hopefully, on a more pleasant note, that'll hopefully wake somebody up and we could start driving a little safer. But, you know, like you and I said, George, it's the pressure of everything going on around here. Prices going up.
Yep.
Roads are more crowded. Destruction everywhere. No job. People are just, you know, there's a boiling point coming. And you see it all across the country.
Yep.
And I just don't want it to get here. So let's all take a breath and relax. So on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. Let us know if you experience seeing a red light runner getting into an accident. You know, maybe if more people hear it, and maybe people will not run the red light. Well, let me tell you my experience at Liliha and Vineyard. A guy runs the red light, and this pedestrian is thinking that he has a right of way, and he's zooming across the crosswalk, jumping out of the way of the car. And he's giving the guy stink eye for running the red light. Well, you got to be careful, because you might be dead with the stink eye. You know, I don't know. It's unbelievable. People, you cannot run the red light. Anyway, we can say this all the time, but who listens? Okay? So, anyway, when you buy a used car or a new car, whether it's new or used, folks, is for your own good. Listen up. Check the VIN number. Check the VIN number, folks. People are being, they're buying a new car, and get this. This lady listens to my radio show. She calls and she said, you know, good thing I said that about the VIN number. Because she checked the VIN number on her car that she was buying. Okay? I don't want to mention the dealer. He's a very popular dealer. Big. She checked the VIN number. It was not the VIN number she was buying. How's that? That was the wrong car. Unbelievable. She shook her head, she called the salesman, and told the salesman, this is not the right car. And the salesman got upset, and he said, what do you mean that's not the right car? That is your car. So she said, come, read the VIN number. Is this the same number that's on this sales slip? So he was disgusted, and he looked, and he said, oh my goodness, yes, you're right. So, be careful. Check the VIN number, especially on used cars. When you're buying used cars, it could be a stolen vehicle. You get the VIN number off of the safety sticker, you make a spare key, and you steal the car, change the plates to your old plates that you had on your other car, that engine damage or whatever, and you throw away, put your plates on the stolen car, and away you go. You sell it. Person buying it has no guarantee. And guess who goes to jail? Not the guy you bought it from. You're going to go to jail for stealing that car. So check the VIN numbers. Be careful. Okay? The VIN number on the safety sticker. And by the way, safety sticker should be eliminated. We should get rid of safety check. It doesn't do a thing. Okay? Anyway, we're going to do trivias. And we're going to try to do one today for a free checkup, because we're finding so many cars, 9 out of 10, is dangerous, that just passed safety check. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Brandon from Honolulu.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, George. Hey, great show. Yeah, I got a couple of comments. You know, I brought up maybe about a month ago when I called that, you know, people need to stop using their phones, you know, when they're operating a motor vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it still hasn't changed. I still see it daily, on a daily.
Oh, yeah, I see it too. Every day.
And the problem is my commute time from home to work is only about 10 minutes, so I'm lucky I don't have to deal with traffic. And in that short time span, I still see...
you see a lot of guys.
People using their phones. Yeah, I work on Dillingham, so I still see people using it. And also, another thing here for pedestrians, but not only in crosswalks, but when you're at shopping centers, they need to have better situational awareness. Now, what do I mean by that? They got to be aware of their surroundings. You know, a lot of times when you're at shopping centers, you're backing up, and they just walk.
Right in the back of the car.
Yeah, they're too busy with the earphones and listening to music on their phone, or they're too busy chit-chatting mm-hmm. with their BFF on the cell phone. BFF is best friend. I don't know what the last F is, what the last F is, but yeah, they're talking with their best friends on their phone. So I think
forever.
I think that's what it is. Okay. I think good one. But I must say that people out there gotta have better situational awareness.
Yep.
You know, they gotta you know, get off the cell phone and start getting in touch with reality.
That's right. You're right.
Because you know, back in the 90s, was there these many motor vehicle accidents?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think if somebody looked at the stats, I'm pretty sure HPD has stats of accidents in the 90s and maybe even the early 2000s.
People just losing it.
There weren't as many accidents as it is now.
Yep, they're losing it.
Yep.
They're in their own world. Sad.
Yeah. Oh, and one more thing. Did you hear that story about the guy that murdered, he murdered somebody and he was out of jail in a couple of days, and then he hit somebody with a baseball bat?
Yeah. What is that?
What's going on with? Why are you gonna let somebody out like that?
I don't know.
What is this? What is this world coming to? You get somebody in New York helping the two guys escape out of prison? Oh my God. Something is wrong with this.
Yeah, we gotta go to Thailand. Thailand, they don't let them out.
Yeah, no, you got to kick them back to the England medieval days. Yeah, you do something wrong, you know what they do, right? They cut your head off the guillotine.
Yeah.
And you're gone, man. Okay, thanks, George.
Okay, thanks for the call. Okay, who do we have next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Ski.
Aloha, George. I missed you the other day. I dropped by. Anyway, thanks for taking the call. Got something that doesn't really have to do with the auto. If I hope you'll appreciate me. I mean, appreciate it for a few moments. I got a notice from the Hawaii Kai Marina Association that the National, was it NOAA, has put through something that to make Mauna Loa Bay a sanctuary for humpback whales.
What?
I'm glad you said that, because I heard on the news that somebody made a comment that they haven't seen a whale there in 30 years. And what they're talking about whales could be the, there's a dolphin that's quite large that is mistaken sometimes for whales. But I sent a notice in, and I said, I've been here over 50 years and I'd never seen one. Plus, I didn't have room to put this in, but just a thought.
It's a national ocean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. National Oceanic Aquaculture Association or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, that...
Whales?
Yes.
Well, they're going to put signs up there that says, welcome, whale.
Well,
come in.
No, I'm going to say something along this line, you know. They do put up signs or whatever. How they communicate to whales that have never been to this area... that this is a sanctuary. Did we learn how to speak whale talk?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm being a little facetious, but where is this coming from?
I don't know.
This
whole place is being screwed up.
Well, that's Obama, yay, Obama, I am. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. But anyway, that was one of the things I was thinking about, and I just got this notice. Oh, and they want a request from the people that they sent it out to. I'm a resident here, and I just sent mine out in the mail today. But by the 19th, June 19th, well, let's see, this is the 13th, that's 6 days away. That's next Friday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Falls of
okay.
Fire, you know, I mean.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for taking it, George. I missed you on, Wednesday when I went down there. I said hello to Dot.
Okay.
Okay, you take care.
Aloha.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold.
I think it's break time, Christy.
Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up, an oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Rob from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. Hawaii Kai, make that aina haina.
Okay.
Sorry, aina haina.
Well, no problem. I'd like to clear up what Ski was talking about, George.
Mm-hmm.
About the whale, proposed whale sanctuary.
Yeah.
George, Ski listening, if you look at a map of Mauna Loa Bay, you take the end of Black Point and draw a line to the tip, the outer tip of Portlock Point.
Mm-hmm.
Everything within that line is Mauna Loa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
The whales come in right off of Aina Haina, specifically, I've watched this for years, George, because I have the view from my property.
Yeah.
They come in right, they start breaching, and, you know, all that good fun whale stuff that they do, mm-hmm. right off of Aina Haina,
mm-hmm.
off of Calvary Lutheran Church at the end of East Pine Drive.
But Rob, wait a minute. Isn't it, isn't the whale supposed to be sanctuary anyway by itself? Whether it's in the bay or in the ocean, you cannot go up and bang on the whale?
True that.
That's right, huh?
That's true, yes, George.
So why you need to make a sanctuary for whale? Whale can go any place. They can go into Hanuma Bay and, you know, you can't touch them.
Yeah, because any guys listening out there, George, including you, that have ever, you know, been fishermen, divers, boaters, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, we usually see them, they normally don't come in within no further than a quarter of a mile.
You stay away from
them. Shore, which is, or a half mile, which is a fair distance, George.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, like you said, Anama Bay, I'd be really surprised if, you know, one of our blue whales or whatever, you know, went in there unless it was sick. But the fact that I'm trying to say is, the points that I'm trying to make are that there really is nothing wrong with that idea. I mean, the whole, this whole side of the southeast end of the island.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the idea, but...
Yeah, they'll come, they'll have a chance to comment.
The idea is, why you have to make a sanctuary when the sanctuary is the whale itself? Wherever he goes, it's sanctuary.
Because that's today's really hypersensitive society, you know, that we live in, George. I know you know what I'm talking about.
I know. They don't have common sense.
They have, yeah. We, you know, when I was a kid, I found a paper left over from my dad. You know, after he passed away, I was going through his desk, you know, looking at things. And I found a publication. It was called Wailupi Whale Watchers. And believe it or not, there was a group of people down at, I think, you know, Wailupi Circle. And they, you know, they knew when the whale season was. And I'm, boy, George, I'm talking like, you know, back in the, you know, the late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... This has been going on a long time, but I believe you're right. I believe what you say is true, but that's all right, you know.
Mm-hmm. If the whales wanted to go play in Hanuma Bay, you couldn't tell them, no, no, no.
Yeah, and I mean...
They go wherever.
And it's true that, you know, you have to maintain a distance.
Yep.
And most
regardless.
Of all the, George, most of all the guys that are... live down this side or come down this side, whatever, that's all automatic. They know
That's automatic.
Yeah, they, you know.
Stay away from them.
So I have a feeling that, you know, I really believe that this probably will be passed. I don't know. You know, I'm not a fortune teller, but.
Yeah, but we don't have to spend time making something like that. They have to spend time on like, homeless problems and red light runners and stuff like that.
George, why do you think they're building the rail?
Oh, that, they'll don't go there.
Oh, no, no, George, I have to, because to finish up my conversation with you today, if you talk to anybody that has a rail system, and I lived in Australia, and there was a rail system there, but fortunately they didn't have homeless like they do, you know, some of the other places.
Yeah, but the rail we have here, Rob, do you know, and the public don't know, do you know the concrete they're using for the pillars is not the right concrete?
Well, that's why they get duct tape, right?
Oh. I'm telling you, the guy's cutting corners, Rob. He's cutting corners. He's using cheap concrete, and that's why it's cracking. And my friend who is with a concrete company told me this. And he said, if you don't believe me, go down to the viaduct. Go look at the pillars. There is not one crack on them.
Now, wrap your head around this next one, George, that I bring up. Homeless and the rail. I mean, I don't know if I'll live long enough to ever see that thing built, and I'll never ride it, George.
It'll fall.
But what, you know, if that thing finally is finished, what these guys aren't bringing to the public's attention is that the homeless will be able to get on that rail, because a lot of them do get money some way, you know, like welfare or whatever. And what they do is they camp. They'll camp out on the rail because it's air conditioned.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They'll have a beautiful view of the city as the thing goes back and forth. Think about it. Everybody out there knows, hey, there's supposed to not be any security. And there's not supposed to be a driver driving the system. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, George, I couldn't help it, but, you know, mark my words, right?
Yep.
If we live long enough to ever see that thing.
That's a good idea.
Okay, I better get out of here. That's good enough.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, George.
Okay, who do we have now?
We have Ski again from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Ski.
Aloha, George. Rob's got to be progressive. He changed the subject from Monalo Bay to the rail, which is an entirely different subject. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay, yeah. The thing is, he was talking back in the 50s. In the 50s, Hawaii Kai area was not built up. You didn't have the residents here.
Mm-hmm.
You had ponds here.
It was a mullet pond.
That's right. And the areas that many of us places are located were landfills, and you got canals running through. Plus, you've got businesses along that work in Moanalua Bay. You've got yacht club, not yacht club, but new clubs out there.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they're talking, and plus, it's required that they have the marinas over here dredged, which, from what I was reading about, they could stop the dredging.
Why do you want to dredge it?
Well, in the marinas, you've got silt coming in from the...
Yeah, but you're going to disturb that and pollute the ocean.
But the marinas, like my marina out in my backyard, it's 6 foot deep at high level.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you've got boats going through, and it if it fills up, and we got one spot, a drainage canal, about 200 yards away from my place. Back at New Year's Eve a few years ago, you could walk across because there was that much.
Oh, I see.
I mean, but they do this to a lot of the areas here.
Hey, Ski, we got to go to a break.
Okay, I'm sorry. But I had to call you because of what this guy was saying.
Okay.
Rob is a good friend of yours, and I thought I recognized his voice. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, this is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
She's real fine, my boy. Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to enviroclean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and folks, I recommend Shell. The reason for that is the new formula came out for the Shell gasoline. It's the new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Provides unbeatable protection from gunk, corrosion, and superior protection against wear. So, if you value your engine, and your engines are expensive, folks, you know, it's cheaper to put the better gas. The Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is what we recommend. I've always recommended it. And if you're not using it, then it's your loss. But it's a way to save money. Try it out. The Shell V-Power with Nitro Plus. Go try it. try 2 tank fulls and see your gas mileage go up. Okay? Okay, who do we have next?
We have Kimo from Nuuanu.
Hi, Kimo.
Well, George.
Yes.
Hey, I need your opinion. I would like to buy an 06 Chevy pickup truck. It's a SSR convertible hardtop. So I go on the internet news. Last month, it was one of the worst GM vehicles ever made, and this month it's a collectible. So can you tell me which is it?
It is not a collectible, and it is the worst vehicle made.
Really?
Yes, sir.
But I go by production numbers, years made, and options. And
okay. That car, all of the parts were manufactured in China.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Okay, it was made for 3 years.
Yeah, the old Chevrolet that you used to know about is no longer.
Oh.
They're made in China.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so, man, I'm better off getting a 50s truck.
You got it.
Yeah, but, the front end clips, when they splice in a Mustang 2 front clip, is not really safe.
No. When they do that, it loses the value.
Oh, okay.
You got to keep it original, and that way it keeps the value.
Oh, okay. And don't you have one that runs around with parts, that you pick up parts?
Mine is an 84 Chevy.
Oh, I thought you had the old fit. Oh, okay.
No, mine is an 84, and that one there is all USA.
Oh, okay.
And it runs 100% ethanol, no gasoline.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
You like it? Okay.
I love it. I tell you, that it is not like the new trucks.
Oh, it's got a small block?
It's got a 350 Corvette engine, 69.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's.
I love it.
Oh, okay.
No computer, no electronics, got right. Power window, power door locks and all that stuff, air conditioning, but no computer.
Oh, okay. All right. Appreciate your opinion there, George.
Yeah, I would go with an old one. Go look for an old one.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Because the value goes up.
Yeah, I know. Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right. Thanks, George.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Aloha. Okay, so, anyway, people got to look at that, the value. The old Chevys are worth more money. But again, check the VIN number. Make sure. Don't buy it and then get stuck with a stolen vehicle. Because I came across somebody that did that and he lost the car. The police department confiscated the car. He was out. $45,000. Sad. Okay? So, be careful. When you buy a used car, check the VIN number. Buy a new car, check the VIN number. Okay? Now, when you buy a used car from a dealer, okay? A licensed used car dealer. When you buy a used car, it has the sticker on the window. As is, right? Yeah, that may be for the engine, the transmission, differential, but when it involves safety, like tires, brakes, suspension, shocks, steering, the dealer is obligated to replace it and fix it for free. Or they don't sell that car. Okay? They cannot say as is for anything safety related. I'm not saying muffler. I'm not saying stereo or the window going up and down. It's tires, shocks, brakes, steering, suspension. They're liable. Okay? Remember that. Now, when you lease a car, a new car, when you lease it, you do not come under the lemon law. If the car is a lemon, the dealer is not obligated to make it right with you. You suck wind on that. Because it's not your car. The lemon law protects the car owner. not the lessee. Okay? So when you buy a car, and if it's a lemon, like, you know, certain ones, there was a big lemon thing, the dealer has to buy it back and make it right. But when you lease it, no. It's your tough luck. You can end up not even driving the car anymore and still have to pay the lease. Okay? Now, if you come across a good dealer, honest dealer, like that lady that got stuck with the car and damaged the engine, if the dealer was a nice dealer, they would have took it back in as a trade so that she have a good car. I can tell you that she would have been really happy with that dealer. And she would have told everybody how good the dealer is. But no, she's catching the bus. Okay, so. But don't forget, next week Saturday, I'm going to be on Kauai at the Kauai Car Show at the Kukui Grove. And Shell is sponsoring gas cards to give away with the trivia. So, oh, we forgot our trivia today. Christy, you didn't think of a trivia. So, anyway, maybe next week we'll give out the trivia from Kauai. How's that? Okay? So, anyway, if you have a question, comment, whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. And on the 27th of this month, that's going to be a big day. The Lions Clubs from all over the world is going to be in Waikiki. So that is not a place for you to be. It's going to be thousands and thousands of people. And from what I understand from Steve Onoi, the Japanese from Japan are coming, and they're going to try to make the world's biggest bond dance. 30,000 people. Holy moly. They're going to use it. They're going to use Kapiolani Park. So I guess that'll be the whole park. Okay, so who do we have next?
Okay, we have Ray from downtown.
Hi, Ray.
How's it going, George? Yeah, I got two things. First thing, Todd, your son, just want to recommend him. I had an experience with him that would have cost me a few $1,000 to fix a gas tank leak or a leak in the system here. And I had no clue how to fix it. He said he'll do it, but he first left the car, looked online, and saw it had some type of recall. Wasn't going to cost me a penny. So he said to pick it up and go. So I want to commend him for being honest and recommend anybody go over there. And secondly, I had maybe 20 years ago at the intersection of King Street and Waikamilo, before there used to be just this little left turn, right turn signals there as there is now. But before I started work, I heard a loud crash, maybe about 6 o'clock. Went out there and this guy got T-boned. And unfortunately, he was headed to work. He was one of the Wong family at Bob's Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the hospital a few days, and he passed on from a guy running the red light.
Wow.
It's so sad. I never forget that. When I was going to try to see what we can do for the police. I know his cane, but he was unconscious, but he survived a few days, and then he passed. It was just too much of an injury.
Mm-hmm.
So just a reminder, people don't, you know, if it's yellow, doesn't mean go. It means slow and stop.
Oh, it does. Yellow means go like heck.
Oh, okay. It's not the quarter mile one, right?
Yeah, I mean the racetrack.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, George. You have a great show. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Yeah, so I don't know. People, we can tell people and tell people and tell people. They don't listen. This lady came in the other day, and she listens to the show. She listens, but she didn't use the good gasoline, and her engine broke. So what can we do? All I can do is recommend, and if you don't listen and the engine breaks, then there's nothing we can do. Well, that's our signal to move on. So, anyway, I'd like to thank the callers for calling in, and please pass the word along so that people know where we at 1080. And if they can't pick it up, call your family on the other islands. Let them know to go to www.georgenita.com and click on the website, and they can listen on the web. Okay? That's how the people do it across the world. Anyway, take care of each other, folks, and please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next Saturday on Kauai. Aloha.
Wash your cares far out to sea.